Okay. Today is Daf Kuf Mem He. We're actually a little behind. We're on Kuf Mem Dalad. Right? On the base of the Mishnah. The next Mishnah is going to discuss something called Shushbinin. Shushbinin, as the Rashbam points out, comes from the word friend. It's a translation of a word friend in Targum Yonasan and somewhere in Navi. It means a friend. It means more than a friend. Basically, it was an obligation. When Reuven got married, Shimon would give gifts to Reuven. Then when Shimon got married, Reuven would be obligated to give those gifts. It wasn't a choice. It wasn't a wedding gift. It was some kind of pre-wedding gift, and you had to give them. As a matter of fact, we're going to learn, you can go to bed and have to pay for that, and you have to get them. It's like a loan. Okay? That's what we're going to be discussing. We're going to be discussing the issue of Shushbinin, particularly where a father paid for the gift, and then the father died. So now when the gifts have to be reciprocated, who pays for them? Does the estate pay, or does the individual son that went to that party, went to the wedding, pay? And the other way around. If one of them has to go, does he have to pay from his own money, or can he take money from the estate? The question is going to go both ways. Okay, you should just know that the Shulchan Aruch says there's no such thing as Shushbinin today. There's no such thing. It doesn't exist. If you go to a wedding and you give a check and then they come to yours and they don't give you a check, you can't sue them. Like a Shushbinin, you could sue them. You can manage to take them to court. You can't do that today. There is no Shushbinin today. Why is there no Shushbinin today? So the Machnen condition is a fascinating explanation. He says that the Shushbinin, the Rashbam is going to say over here, that the Shushbinin, look at the first Rashbam. No, not the first Rashbam. Where's the Rashbam say it? In the Rashbam, he's going to say it. The last Rashbam in the Mishnah. The Rashbam hinted over there that the Shushbinin basically followed the Chassan around. Okay? And he hung out with the Chassan. And there was a Shushbinin that hung out with the Kala. The reason why they hung out with them was because they wanted to make sure that no monkey business was going to go on regarding the Besulim. In other words, they wanted to make sure that the Chassan wouldn't have he wouldn't try to ruin the Dam Besulim somehow. And they don't want the Kala to bring a sheet that already has blood on it. Let's say she's not a Besula. So she's going to try to pull a fast one. I'm not really a Besula. I don't want to know that. So I'll bring a sheet that has Dam. And then I'll say, look at this, the Dam Besulim. So to prevent that, they had Shomrim. Okay? Doesn't apply today. And therefore, there's no Shushbinin today. I have a theory. It's my own theory. You know that people have this concept that you don't see the Chassid and the Kala week before. That's not brought down anywhere. I think that it's a outgrowth of Shushbinin. In other words, if the Chassan's over with someone else, what's the Kala doing there? Hanging out with another man and the Chassan, it's a little inappropriate. So they made a thing, okay, listen, when the ones of Shushbinin come on the scene, then you can't be there. Was it Isser? No Isser. It was just practically, it was on Shayach really for the Kala and the Chassan to be together and the Shushbinin sitting there. That's my own theory. I never saw that in print. I do know you won't find in print that Aisha not seeing each other the week before. That you won't see in print. But everyone, people hold from it so much, you won't see that in print. You know? The day of the wedding is a pure guy. It's a pure Christian superstition. Not to see each other the day before. That's pure. It's pure guyish. But, be that as it may, that's what doesn't apply with Zman Hazeh. So everything we're learning now is literally mamish lagel Torah v'yadir. Okay? Ha'achin, like I said before, from here to the bottom of the page, I don't understand this Gemara at all, but we'll read it. Ha'achin she'asu miktazon shushbinus b'chaye ha'av. Some of the brothers acted as shushbinin while the father was alive. Who paid for them? The father. Chazra shushbinus. If the shushbinus gift has to be returned, chazra la'emta. It goes back into the pot. What? No, the favor is being returned. Now they have to go. I'm sorry, they went. They went. I'm sorry, what? Start over. Well, the father was still alive. So the father paid. Now they're getting married. Is that the case? Yeah. Yes, now they're getting married. The Shishmin is coming back to their wedding. So he gives a gift. Where does that gift go? It goes to the pot. It doesn't go to the chassan of the brother, the one who's getting married now. It doesn't go to him. It goes to the pot.
Right.
Shahashashbinas, nigvis, bebezdin. Because Shishbinas is could be collected in bed. It's a chiyah, you have to pay it. Could be collected in bezdin. Why does could be collected in bezdin translate into that it goes to the pot? That's a whole machlokas. Why that should be true, if it's even true. But let's just assume it's true. But what if you sent the wine or oil? That's a wedding gift. Ain nigvin bebezdin. That you can't collect in bezdin. Why? That's just being nice. You can't force someone else to be nice. You could be nice. Can't force someone else to be nice. What's the difference between how do you know? So I think the Rashbam might say, depends if it's before the wedding or not. The Rambam says that Shishbinas is only money, not anything else, not metaltalin. Okay. What does he say? Right. Okay, very good. That's the Mishnah, right? Here we go. Vermini, wait a minute. We have a brisa that says, Shalach lo aviv, Shishbinas. If the father sent Shishbinas on behalf of his son, kishihi chozeres, when the gift is returned, chozeres lo. It's returned to the brother who's now getting married. Not to the pot. The Mishnah said it goes to the estate. This Bryce says it goes to the chazan. Stira. Okay? Nishtalcho la'aviv, this is the second part. Nishtalcho la'aviv, if it was sent to the father, Shushbinis, if they sent it to the father, right? Now this is the case, our family, the boy's getting married first. Kishi chozeres, when the boy has to go now reciprocate, chozeres mina emta, he takes the money to pay for the other shushbinis from the pot. Okay? The problem is, it's a stira. We're going to have a bunch of ways to answer the stira. The first way is the most difficult. I have to be honest, I don't understand. Amar Vasi, Amar Yochanan, ki tnan nami masnisin, our Mishnah also says, Nishtalcha la'aviv tnan. That's sent to the father. Therefore what? What does that mean? What? Ki tnan nami masnisin. When our Mishnah says that it goes back to the pot, what he meant to say was, Nishtalcha la'aviv tnan. Just like what the second Brisa said. Just like what the Brisa said, I'm sorry. In the second case of the Brisa. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, but the Mishnah said that the brothers went as Shushbinas. So the Gemara answers, no, Tanan, Tani, changed the Mishnah. It shouldn't say, Va'achin Sha'asu Miktasan. Some of them were, no, that's not what it means. Tani, change the Mishnah and say, Limiktasan. Right? Limiktasan. How does that change anything? What? They're receiving, not giving. But it says that the Shishmin is being returned. So it doesn't make any sense. The whole answer doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, now, here's how you read the Mishnah. Chazra, Ligbos, when it's your turn to collect, in other words, that family is going to now give me Shishbinis, Nigvas Me'emsa. I'm sorry. We have to pay. Nigvas me'emsa. They're going to collect from the pot. Okay, that's the end of the answer. Very difficult answer. The rest of the answers make more sense. Ravasi Amar Ravasi is low kasha. No, it's not a kasha. Khan, I'm just talking about stop. That the father sent a gift, but he didn't say which son's going. He didn't say which son's going. Then it could be any son. So when the gift is returned, it goes to the pot. Khan, the Bryce is talking about b'mefarish. When the father gave the gift, he specified which son. It's going to be Levi. Levi's the one who's going. So now Levi's getting married. The money goes back to Levi, not Astira. Kidatanya, like we learned in the Bryce, Shalach lo aviv, if a father sent a gift, shushbinis, Kishi chozeres, when it gets returned, chozeres lo. It gets returned to the boy, to the son, that went to the party. Shalach aviv shushmina stam, but as the father said, stam, without specifying which one of the boys, kishi chozeres, when the money, when the shushmina's present is returned, chozeres leemza. It's returned to the pot. That's answer number two. Answer number three. Shmuel Amar, hacha over here, biyavam askinan. We're talking about a case of a yavam. What happened over here? The Ben died. So the brother now married the wife as a yavam. Okay? So now he and a yavam she'eno notel beroy kibamuchsak. The brother, the yavam, the one who performs yibum, inherits his wife's estate, inherits his dead brother's estate, only what's muchsak. This is not considered muchsak, this is considered roy, therefore he doesn't get it and it goes to the pot. Okay? Michlal, what do you see from here? The idach mishalim. The shushbinis has to pay that. Who's he paying it to? He wanted to pay it to his friend, who's his wife, his best friend, right? But his best friend died. So who's he paying it to? The yavam. Why? Why does he have to pay? Lema, let him say, Tununi shushbani v'esmachimo. Give me my shushbin, I'll go dance with him at the chutzachasana. He's not alive. Why should I pay anyway? He's not alive. I'd love to pay. Not to someone else. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn that same thing by a kedushin? Let's say there's a kedushin, and then the husband dies. Before they even had the wedding. Before they had the chuppah, the husband died. Does the kedushin money have to be returned? She has to give that ring back? He died. So, Makom shenagu lahachzir, kedushin machzirin. If there's a minhag to return, you return it. Makom shenagu shol lahachzir. If there's a minhag not to return it, ain't machzirin. You don't have to return it. Amar b'zei brav, amar b'zei brav, amar shmuel. Lo shanu, the whole case is, elo shemesa hi. She died. The kala died. Aval meis hu, but if the chasen died, ain't machzirin. She doesn't have to return the kedushin money. You know why? My time, you know why? She chalish to Omar. She could say, she has the right to say, Tunuli Bali, that's Machimo. Give me my husband. I'd love to have a happy life with him. Why should I return the money? Hachanami here too. Nema, Tunuli Shishmani, that's Machimo. Give me my shushman. I'll be happy with him. Right? I'd love to. So Omar of Yosef, oh no, here's a strange case. He should not have to give. So why does he have to give? Amar of Yosef, Hachamai Eskin, you know the case was over here? They were together for the Sheva Brachas. Then, the guy died, he never paid yet. So, you had the week with him to be with Sameach. Below his big, Leporo Achameh, you didn't have a chance to give the check yet. And what happened? The guy died, now you have to pay. In a Hanami, you wouldn't have to pay. Lema, let's say, that tenu li baili ve'esmach imo tanoihi. Let's say this whole discussion, a woman could say, listen, I don't have to return the kedushin money. The guy died. I'd love to be married to him. Let him show up. He can't show up. He's dead. So let him show up. I'll be happy with him. I'm looking forward to a happy life with him. Why should I return the money? Let's say that issue is a machlokas tanoim. Why? The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, hama'aris esa isha basula. Let's say you married an isha basula, and then you died. Gova Masayim, you pay 200, meaning you're paying for the ksuva. Why? Because just because you died, just because you didn't have a chuppah, that doesn't stop the ksuva from kicking in. You have to pay. Valmana, mana. And almana, 100. Right? Makam shenagu lahachzir kedushin, machzirin. If there's a minog to return the money, you have to return it. Makam shenagu shlo lahachzir kedushin, ain machzirin. If there's a minog not to return it, you don't have to return it. Divrei Reb Nosson. That's Reb Nosson Shita. Reb Yehuda Hanasi Omer. Reb Yehuda Hanasi says, Be'emes Amru, the truth is, Makam Shenangu Lahachzir, Machzirin. Makam Shenangu Shol Lahachzir, Ein Machzirin. Reb Yehuda Hanasi didn't say anything different than Tanakama. It said the exact same thing. So the Gemara says, Reb Yehuda Hanasi Ein Tanakama. That can't be pshat. They can't say the same thing. They can't be saying the same thing. Ella Lav, it must be, Tnuli Baili V'esmach Imo Ikka Benayu. The Machlokis must be, if a wife could say that, she could say, listen, I don't have to return the kedushin money. I'd love to be with him. The chesubim nechzer of a hachi ketani. And it must be there's missing words in this brisa, otherwise brisa makes no sense. Now we'll read the brisa again, sticking in the extra words, and you'll see this machlokas emerge. It says in the Brayta like this now. Hamara says, Isha, if somebody marries a woman, he only gives kedusha. There's no one suing yet. And then he dies. Basula gova masayim. The basula gets 200. Ma'amana mana. The amana gets 100. Why? That's the ksuba payment. When is that true? The hada be'ihu. When he retracts. Some kind of retraction. Aval mesa. But if she dies, I'm in the third wide line on Kuf Mem Hayim and Aleph. Aval mesa. But if she dies, makam shenogu lahachzir machzirin. Then it goes by the minhag. If the minhag is to return the kedushin money, it has to be returned. Makam shenogu shol lahachzir ain machzirin. And if not, then not. V'dafka shemesa he. That's only if she dies. Aval mes who? But if he died, ain machzirin. You don't have to return the money. Why my time? Why not? Yichal hishet amar. She could say tenuli baili vetsmachimo. Give me a husband. I'll be have a happy life with him. Vaser Yehuda Hanasi lemeimar, and Yehuda Hanasi comes along to say no. Bemes amru. Really, we said ain a bein meis who bein meis he. Makes no difference who died. Doesn't make a difference. Makam shenagu lahachzir machzirin. Makam shenagu lahalachzir ain machzirin. What's the minhag? Do you return it or not? Makes no difference who it was. Why? That's not a valid thing to say. So what do you see? They're arguing on whether or not it's a valid thing to say. Right? That's what the machlokas is about. Is it a valid thing to say? I'm not giving the money back because I want my husband. My husband's here. I'll have a happy life with him. Is that a valid thing to say? According to Tanakhama, yes. According to Yehuda Nasi, no. So according to Yehuda Nasi, no matter which one of them died, the money gets returned. So the Gemara says, low, absolutely not. Everybody holds you can get it back. Everybody holds. Sorry, not they can get it. Just the opposite. Everybody holds of that principle. She can keep it. Udemis who? If the husband died, kuli alma lo pligi. Nobody has a machlokas. Ki pligi. Where's the machlokas? Shemesi he. Where she died. A different machlokas. Similar. V'hacha. The machlokas is bekedushin l'tibuin nitnu kamiflugi. Is kedushin given to sink? In other words, does the guy ever consider he's ever going to get that kedusha money back? Or no matter what happens with this marriage, I am not getting it back. Right? As a matter of fact, in American law, in New York anyway, I give you a gift. There's like one or two gifts that are you can get back. And one is a gift given in contemplation of marriage that doesn't work out. So I give a girl a wedding ring, and it doesn't work out. By law, American law, she has to give it back. American law holds that kedusha is not given to go drown, to go sink. It's not. That's a pasuk from Eicha, that things go drown. It's not given to go drown. I'm only giving it if we get married. If it doesn't work out, I'm getting it back. So the same idea over here in Halacha. Do we hold from that concept or not? So that's a machlokas. Rab Nassin savar kedushin lav l'tibun nidu. Kedushin not given to go sink. Therefore, if it doesn't work out, he gets it back. And Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Savar, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi holds, no, kedushin l'tibun, the goat says that's it, it's over. Once it's out of his, once he gets to that ring, he's never getting that back. There's no way he's going to get it back. Doesn't mean it's who, he died, she died, that makes no difference, all irrelevant, never getting it back. Why, what do you mean? You bought her a $50,000 ring and she died, you can't get it back? It's a very, you know, think about that. That's why in America, that's why the law is that way. It's not fair. Especially in the olden days, people didn't have money. You know, you give a gift like that, it doesn't work out for whatever. Even forget they had a fight. That I understand. That is lawsuits. We had a case like that once. They refused to give the ring back. It's a beferish law. You have to give it back. But imagine it's a huge amount of money, a big fat dowry, and it didn't work out. So why shouldn't they get it back? The whole gift was given. That's why. Because the theory is, it's given in contemplation of if there's no marriage, then the whole thing is over. So just you should just know, how come when it comes to this, when it comes to a case of I buy land from you, a week after I buy it, there's a flood. I can come, by the way, can I have my money back? So the whole thing's ruined now. So how come by this, yeah? It's not also Kenyan. Made a Kenyan with this woman. It didn't work out. She passed away. So I got the ring back. So how come, it's a Kenyan. She's fully married. Do you want to live with her? You have to give her a get. So how come when it comes to a kid, when it comes to, right?
If it's not, it comes out anyway. You don't have to give a get.
Yes, you do. On Kedushin, of course you do.
No, but you can't You can't live with her. That's the Rabbanon. You can't live with her. Midaraisa, you could. So you get mad. So what's the difference? Hakam, when it comes to Kedushin, you get the ring back. And when it comes to buying land, and there's a big flood, oh, I don't want this land now. Go, can I have my money back, please? Of course that won't work. You bought it. So there's a Kedushin, Kenya to Kenya.
You'll never have a sale.
Huh?
You'll never have a sale, right?
So, right.
Not exactly parallel.
It's a little similar. So believe it or not, the Me'iri says like this. Sales are not given back. You can never undo a sale. Let's say you gave her a ring, right? You can only get back the ring minus a pruta. Because you only have to marry her with a pruta. Anything more that you gave, that's just because you're a generous person. That you can get back. That's like a gift. That's a bamish, a gift. That's not a kinyan. The actual original pruta for the kedushin, that you can't get back. So you can't get back any gift. You can't get back any kinyan. Any sale you can't get back. The extras, that's considered already, you know, you're a big sport. That you can get back. That's what Demiri says. Fascinating answer. Exactly. Exactly. That's a sale. That's a valid kinyan. If I can't get back the price for the land, why should I get back the pruta I can't get back? More? That was a gift. Right? It didn't work out. I'm entitled to my gift back. Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. But Malkam Shinagu Lahakzim Machzirin Katoni. But it says it all depends on the minug. So the Gemara says, Hachikama, here's what it meant to say. Visavlanus. By when it comes to presents, Vadai Malkam Shinagu Lahakzim Machzirin. Then the halacha is they have to give it back. Presents. The actual Kedushin, that's the Machlokas. When you give Kedushin, you expect it to go down the toilet. That's the question. That's the Machlokas Tanoim. Tahani Tanoi, Kahani Tanoi. This Machlokas Tanoim is very similar to another Machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya. Kidcha, Bekikar, if you were Makadish, a woman with a kikar, kikar is a certain weight of silver, Besula, and then you die, so Besula Govim Masayim. A Besula gets 200. Valmana, mana. And a Valmana gets a mana. Divei Rav Meir. No, Besula Govim Masayim. Valmana, mana. Umachzeres lois hashar, and the extra, let's say this kikar is worth 1,000, so she gets her 200 and the 800 give back. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kachra be'esrim, if you makadosh her with 20, nosin l'shloshim chatzayim, she gets 30 halves. Kachra b'shloshim, if you makadosh her with 30, nosin l'esrim chatzayim, she gets 20 halves. We'll explain that in a few minutes. Those words don't make any sense. Yeah. You'll see in a minute. Same thing. No. So, Bamaya Skinan, what's going on over here? What's his case? Ilema Shemesa. If she died, Misa Ksuva? There's no Ksuva, she dies. There's only Ksuva, he dies. So, what's going on here? Again, he was Makadisher with a Kikar. Then someone died. So, she gets the Ksuva, and according to Yehuda, she has to give back the rest. What's she giving back the rest for? If she died, there's no Ksuva. The El Shemes, who? He died? Why does she have to return the rest? They're fully married. Why does she have to return the rest? The Nema, let her say, Tenuli Baile Besmachimo. Why am I returning anything? Give me my husband. I love to be married to him. I liked him very much. I'm sorry he died. Why do I have to give back? Ella, so we must be talking about the Eishes Yisrael with a Jewish girl, Shazinsa. She had Nus. Therefore, she can't stay married. So therefore, she loses her rights. So Ubamai, what kind of case was this? Ibiratzot, if she did it willingly with another man, me it's like ksuva. She doesn't get a ksuva. She forfeits her ksuva by doing that avera. She doesn't get a ksuva. Ella ba'ones. Well, she was forced. She was raped. So then, if she was raped, mishra sharyula. She'd let her stay married to her husband. She let her stay married. She didn't do baratzin. It was ba'ones. But there is one kind of woman who, even if she's raped, she can't stay married. Who's that? An Ashes Kohen. The Ella must be Ashes Kohen, Shenenta. It was an Ashes Kohen. She was violated against her will. But she, unfortunately, she can't stay married to this guy anymore. That's the halacha. Or Kedushin, Lutibuin, Nitnu, Kamiflagi. And the machlokas is, does Kedushin money go sink? Rev Meir, Savar, Kedushin, Lutibuin, Nitnu. It sinks. Therefore, she doesn't get anything back. Meaning when you give it, you're never getting it back. It's like it sunk into the river. You're never getting it, like down the toilet. You're never getting it back. They can't stay married anymore. She was violated. Didn't even, they weren't even married yet. They never even consummated the marriage. Why can't you get it back? Why can't you get it back? Because when you give the money, it's gone. That's what Meir Shita.
No, she
they had Kedushin, but they didn't have the Suin. They never consummated the marriage. Then this horrible event happened. So let her give him back. So Meir says, no, she doesn't have to give it back. You know why? Because it goes to sink. Rabbi Yehuda Safar, no! It doesn't go to sink. Therefore, he has to pay her ksuva. She's entitled to it. She was violated. She gets her ksuva. Yeah, yes. She gets her ksuva after Eretzin. Yes. We said that on top already. And anything more, then he gets back. In other words, that kika is worth 500. She gets her 200. The 300 give back. And what was Rabbi Yossi's strange shita? Rabbi Yossi, Mesapkale. He had a suffix. Does it go sink? Or Olo, or not. He wasn't sure. Right? He wasn't sure. So again, the Tosfos reminds us of the same machlokes, whether when Mammon is Mutal Basafik, do you say Cholkin, or do you say Hamotzi Mechaveru Olav Araya? Tosfos always held, you say Hamotzi Mechaveru Olav Araya. The Rashbam always held, you say Cholkin. Here, everyone would agree you say Cholkin, which is what Rabbi Yossi is going to say. So why do you say Cholkin over here? Because he says, Doriad Ramas says, I'm not sure if he's paying for Kesef Kedushin, if he's paying for a ksuva, why is she returning it, why is he paying for it, it's a whole shaila. That's one shot. The Ritva says that Rabbi Yossi holds like Somchus. We don't hold like Somchus, but Rabbi Yossi held like Somchus. And that's why he's dividing it. So hit the Hilkach. Therefore, Kidshav Esrim, if he gave her 20, which is really 80, because it's always times by 4, so he gave her 80. If he gave her 80, that was the Kedushin money. So she has to give back half. Right? So she's left with 40. But we're assuming she's an almana, he has to make up to give her 100 for the ksuva. Therefore, Nosin L'Shloshim, he's got to give her 60 more.
30
which is 60. Right. Why? 30 is 60. Like, assume here it's 60. Why? I don't know. So he gave her 80. She had to give half of that back. She gives back 40. But then she has 40. She is entitled to 60. To make sure she gets her ksuva. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. Shosha Chatzayin. 30 halves. Right? Which is 120. Half of that is 60. Kacha B'Shloshim. If he gave her 120. Right? Then no small esim. You have to give her 40. Why? Because half of 120 is 60. 60 she keeps. The 60 she gives back. And you have to give her 40 to make up to 100 for her ksuva. Why? Because he was a suffix. So really, the shita makes sense now.
A regular situation where someone gives...
Esim Chatzayim, 20 halves.
Someone gives someone $1,000 for... 1,000 mana for a kedushas.
Right.
And then the company dies. So he can say, keep... That's considered a ksuva, or is it in addition to that?
No, it's in addition. I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah. Yeah.
Now we're saying that goes
to... Because the question is, does the Kedushin money go back or not? That's the question. Does the Kedushin money have to be returned? They never consummated the marriage. So does the Kedushin have to be returned? Everyone said, it was a machlokas about that. So Rabbi Yossi was, I'm not sure. Half return. Half of it return. Half you can keep. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to give the whole Kedushin back. The only thing she kept was a ksuva. The Kedushin has to go back. Why? Ksuva and Kedushin are unrelated. You're right, they're unrelated. Amr of Yosef, Amr of Yuni, Amr of Nachman. Bakal makam shenagu lahachzir machzirin. Anyway you have to return it, you have to return it. For Targuma of Naharda. We said that's the town of Naharda. Shar Bavel Mai. What about the rest of Bavel? So, Rabbi Bar Yosef, Zorim Tavayu, Muhure Hadare. The extra presents, that you for sure have to return. Kedushe lohadi. The condition you don't have to return. Amr of Papa, Hilchasad, Allah is, Bein Shemes who? Bein Shemesa he. Doesn't make a difference who dies. The Hadar Ba, Bey, who? And he retracts. Mahure Hadare. The money goes, the extra gift for sure go back. Kedushe lohadari. The Kedusha does not go back. Hadar Ba, Ihi. If she retracted, then I feel the Kedusha Nami Hadri. Even the Kedusha has to go back. Why? It's her fault. Amemar Amar. Amemar says, Kedushin lohadari. Kedushin money never goes back. Why? Gezeira, because we're afraid, Shema Yomru Kedushin Tovsin Ba'chosa. Maybe he'll want to marry her sister. And he's not allowed to marry her sister while this one's alive. So if you give the Kedushin money back, people will think, ah, they were never married. If they were never married, I can marry the sister. I was never married to you. You gave the kedushin back. We were never really, really married. That's not true. We were never really married, so I can go ahead and marry your sister. So because of that mistake, never give the kedushin back. Never give the kedushin money back. We don't want anyone to think that if you give the kedushin back, now that I'm free to marry the sister. You're not free to marry the sister. This is a valid kedushin. Happens to be, you give me the kedushin back because it's a shiloh. Doesn't mean you can marry the sister.
She died to marry the sister.
Yeah, but she didn't die. She just says, I'm not going through with it. Right? So because of that problem, we say, never go. So, Ravashi Amar, nah, get to mochiach aleha. The get's going to prove that, I don't know what that means, the get's going to prove that what? That people will know that there was a get. Ravashi bedusihi. Ravashi is a mistake. What do you mean? They might hear about this, they might not hear about that. You don't know what people know, you don't know what people hear. We're afraid that people will make a mistake and marry the sister. Therefore, the kedusha money does not get returned. Okay, next. Shashashbinas nigdas abezin. Tana rabbanon. Chamisha devarim nevim b'shashbinas. There were five things that we said about shashbinas. We didn't say them yet, we're saying them now. What are those five? Number one, nigdas abezin. It could be collected in bezin. It's a mamash alone. Right? Number two, chozeres ba'onasa. You only have to pay it back at the proper time. Only when there's a wedding. You can't walk over to your neighbor, listen, I'm a little tight now in cash. Can I have my shashbinas? What do you mean? You're not married. No, but I'll be married in the next 5 years. You can't do that. Number three, ein b'mishum ribis. If the guy wants to give a reciprocal gift greater than what you gave him, it's not a ribis problem. Right? Not a ribis problem. Don't worry about that. You don't have to feel, it's going to be as cheap as he was to me. You don't have to do that.
No,
you can, it's a loan, but it's not a loan regarding Hilchas Ribis. Well, the Gemara will say why in a minute. Ve'na shavias mishamta. Shavias doesn't cancel this. Doesn't cancel it.
It's not really a loan.
It's not really a loan. It's a loan only... I don't know. Good question.
It's a chiyah, but it's not a loan.
Right. It's a chiyah. It's like a loan. You can go to Beth Din to collect on it, but it doesn't have the dinim of Ribis. Doesn't have the dinim of Shemitah. And the Bechor doesn't get double in that.
I assume it has to be written down, otherwise it
right. So maybe it's written down. Now we're going to explain them all. Nigmas for Bezdin, my timer. Why is it collected in Bezdin? Because Kimil for dummy. It's like a loan. It's not a loan, really. It's like a loan. Then Bamishum Ribis. It's not a problem of Ribis. The Lava Daite Dahachi Yavle. That's not why you're giving extra. So everyone asks. I can do that all the time. Smells like ribbons. I can do that all the time. I'm not giving you extra because I want to be over the Isra of ribbons. Of course not. Right? You can do that all the time. Who does that? I want to be dafka be over. Nobody does that. They want to be nice. They want to make sure they get along next week. Right? So the Mefarshim explained, it was the derech. This is the derech of, business was, we don't allow ribbons. The derech of shishbinis was, it's all okay. So it's built into the system that you can give it, you want to give it a little bit of a more gift to the other. That's okay. It's not derech business. Derech business, like that stuff, it's all usher. Derech loans, it's usher. Derech shevius, it's mutter. Then as shevius misham tasa, shevius doesn't ruin. Delo karina bay lo yigos, because we don't apply the pasuk of lo yigos. Lo yigos was that you're not allowed to press the guy for a loan during Shemitah, after Shemitah, it's over. However, the Gemara Makkah says, let's say you give a loan for 10 years. I loan you for 10 years. I'm giving you a loan for 10 years. Does Shemitah stop that loan? The answer is no. Why? Because it's not due. Shemitah only cancels loans that are due or past due. This is not due yet. It's due in 10 years. So you come to Shemitah, after Shemitah, nah, I don't have to pay you back anymore. Shemitah canceled the debt. No, it didn't. Because Shemitah only cancels debt that are due. If it's not due, it doesn't cancel. This is not considered due. When is it due? It's due when you get married. Shemitah came in the middle. Doesn't make a difference. We don't apply the pasuk of Leigos, and therefore Shemitah doesn't cancel the debt. This is a potential gift. This is not here. When he gets married, right? You don't get pishnayim for that now. Amar of Kahana, klal of the shushbunisa. The klal is like this.
Ha. How would you explain the situation? The scenario.
What? Let's say the father died, and now someone else has to return Shushbinas.
Right?
The Bechor is getting married. Bechor is getting married, right, after the father died. So now this guy has to give a gift. So does the Bechor get double? The answer is no.
From who? From the other
guy. Well, let's say it goes to the estate. We said there are cases where it will go to the estate. It won't go to individual brothers. So it goes to the estate. It goes to the pot. Oh, I get double. No, you don't, because at the moment of death, it wasn't here. Here are the rules by Shoshbinas. If you're in the town, if the guy's in the town, why didn't he show up to the wedding? Where was he? Not only that, Shama Kol Tavla, you heard the sound of the bell, or it's a church called Havdol. They ring the bell, there's a wedding. Why didn't you show up? You should have been there. And not only that, you have to pay anyway. Why didn't you come? I don't know. It's a good question. You should have been there. The Shoshbinas, the friend. Yeah. Why didn't he show up? He still has to pay. He still has to pay. Not only that, listen to this. You didn't know about the wedding, but you heard the bell. Should have scratched it. What's going on? Is there a wedding? Why didn't your friend tell you about it? I don't know. But you should have been there. Lo shama kol tavli. Didn't hear the sound of the bell. Ibayle la aduye. You should have told the chassid. Why didn't you tell me about your wedding? So Tarumos Itzle, you have a tain against the guy. You have a tain against the chosim. Why didn't he tell you? But Shalume Mishalim, you still have to pay. However, listen to this. Vad Kama, how much you have to pay? If you didn't show up, you could pay less. Why? Because you didn't eat. Amar Baya, Nogu Bnei Gnana Adzuza Itzya Bekafya Achle Bekafya. Since you didn't eat at the wedding, you could deduct one zuz, which is mistama what you were going to eat at that wedding. Right? Achle Krese Ad arba, mishum palga. So we assume that if an average shushbinis gift is 4 zuz, if you show up at the wedding, you can eat. You can deduct 2. Why? Because we think like this. This amazing Gemara psychology. Because if you're giving a gift, you feel, I can eat more. I can eat more. I gave a gift. I can have a double portion. Okay, that's the way to bring me seconds. Why? I'm giving a gift. I'm entitled. If you don't show up, you can only deduct 1 zuz. Why? I wasn't there. So, but he didn't have to pay for my meal. I didn't show up. So he doesn't have to pay for it. So he saves money. But if I did show up, I could deduct 2. Why? I ate a lot. I was there. I ate a lot. Why did I eat a lot? Huh? So we assume you can deduct. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Mikar ve'elech, more than that, it goes by who the person is. The chashivus of the person will determine how much you can deduct and how much you should give. What's the appropriate amount? Okay? Oh my goodness. Okay, next. The bottom of the stuff is all I got at the fascinating stuff. I'm not going to get there. I'll do my best. Tana Rabbanan. Asi'ima b'pumbi. If Reuven made a wedding in big public thing, now Shimon wants to make a very private wedding. So Shimon says either he doesn't have the money or it's a tzara. You don't go lavish on it's an ace tzara, right? Reuven could say, I'm going to be in public. Like you did to me. I don't want to go to some wedding in the middle of the night. If Reuven married a Basula, and Shimon's marrying an Almana, Reuven could say, I'm waiting for you to marry a Basula. Like you did with me. If Reuven married a second wife, and now Shimon's getting married to a first wife, Reuven could say, when you marry a second wife, then I'll come. Because we assume that there's more simcha by a first wife. By a first wife. So it's going to cost me more, or it's more of a tircha. When you have a second wife, I'll do it. He can decline. When Reuven got married, he got married to one woman. Now Shimon's getting married to two women. He could say, I only want to come when there's one wife. Look, you came to me. Okay, we'll stop over here. This is mamash at the agadah at the part. Okay, we'll stop here. It's 7:27, and we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.